Good morning. This is meteorologist Russ Merle with your WTJX local forecast for Friday, May 10th. It'll be a partly sunny sky, spotty showers, middle to upper 80s this afternoon, east to southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. We'll see a few showers tonight, lows in the middle to upper 70s. Partly sunny with spotty showers, 84 to 88 tomorrow. A few showers tomorrow night, middle to upper 70s. It'll be partly to mostly sunny on Sunday, highs 85 to 89 degrees. Rip current risk will be moderate today, particularly north-facing beaches on St. Thomas and east-facing beaches on St. Croix. Take WTJX on the go with the WTJX app, available for download from the App Store and Google Play.
WTJX 93.1 Charlotte Amalia, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And good Friday morning, and welcome to a end-of-the-week edition. I've analyzed this here on your NPR station in the U.S. Virgin Islands, WTJX-FM, where yours truly, Neville James. I could hear myself in one side of the headphone, not the other side. So, all good. Look, we got a great show today. We're going to talk to the weather service. We're going to find out about what to expect on this Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies, for sure. Before that, and then Andy Smith from WAPA is going to be calling us at 8:10 to explain what happened yesterday at WAPA. And then we're going to do a Friday version of the table talk. A lot of different things to talk about to close out the week. We got the weather service on the line already. Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning. With
Cecil
Villanueva.
Cecil Villanueva. De qué parte de Puerto Rico?
I'm from San Juan.
You're from San Juan. How are you?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm very good. It's been a busy week, though.
Okay. Happy Mother's Day in advance.
Not quite, but yeah. But
no, you're still a lady. You're still a mom, you know? So it doesn't matter.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You are.
I'm a godmother.
That's it. That qualifies you to get Mother's Day blessing. So happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
How's the weather in San Juan?
Right now, it's very calm. At least, hopefully, he will stay like this for the rest of the morning, although we might expect some weather in the afternoon still. It's not going to be as active as how it was early this week. Even the U.S. Virgin Islands got a pretty strong line of thunderstorms by the middle of the week with wind conditions and a lot of rainfall. So at least not going to be like that, but some showers are still going to develop, and also some thunderstorms in the afternoon. So we're not quite yet out of this wet weather pattern. It's a little bit more calmer, but it's been so chaotic, and there's a lot of places with very moist soils, a lot of landslides that have happened.
Which direction is the wind coming from?
Right now it's very light. It's from the southeast.
Okay.
So that's why, like, probably in the San Juan metropolitan area, we could have some showers in the afternoon. And because of their light, they're going to be, like, much, higher accumulation. So we'll see. It's just been a very difficult week in terms of, like, weather and many, many areas seeing effects. Even in St. Thomas, they got, I think, some very strong thunderstorms in the area with, like, I think we got a report of landslide in the northwestern part of the island. So, yeah, pretty active week.
Now, what are we looking at for tomorrow and Mother's Day?
So in terms for the Virgin Islands, probably like some showers might be present during the morning hours. In the afternoon, if there are showers, going to be mostly in the waters, maybe brushing. But so it's going to be more like passing showers, very localized. So for the most part, I think you're going to have a pretty good weekend, although you cannot rule out some showers moving at some times. So I think you guys are going to be pretty good, but, you know, to be on the lookout because we're still under a wet pattern, gradually moving to more like stable conditions by early next week. So stay tuned, but for the most part, I think you're going to be okay.
Now, humidity is up. I felt
it's
it this
morning. It's a high. Not yeah. as high as the early week, but it's still high.
Yeah, I felt it this morning. Yeah.
Yes. So we're not quite out of the park yet.
Okay. Something else I wanted to ask. Can we get a marine advisory for our boaters and our beachgoers, please?
So for now, the marine is pretty much calmer than how it was in the beginning of this year. Right now, probably like seas less than 5 feet. Sometimes during the morning, after 10, when sea breeze kick in, it might be a little bit choppy close to the waters. But for the most part, it looks pretty okay. Yes, moderate rip current risk can be expected for particularly for the northern and eastern beaches of the islands. But it's going to go down by this weekend, and we can see that, like, you know, rip current is going to be fairly low for all beaches during the weekend. So that's good news in that way. So if there's no showers or thunderstorms nearby, it's going to be you know, beautiful day out and pretty calm for the beaches this weekend.
Okay, that's good. Now, finally, beginning on Wednesday, we get the tropical weather outlook.
That is correct.
sorry for reminding you, but
yep.
So we're looking forward to that. The weather service is going to be making some more updates available as a result of that. As we're like another 3 weeks away from the beginning of the hurricane season.
Yeah, that is correct. So we're still officially the like you mentioned, the hurricane season starts in the first of June. But yes, the National Hurricane Center will start issuing the tropical weather outlook by May 15th. Just because sometimes there's still low probability, but sometimes there's like some symptoms that could develop earlier than 1st of June. And so that's why they changed in the last couple of few years to start issuing the tropical weather outlook a little bit earlier than 1st of June. So we will keep you updated. So stay tuned.
Appreciate that. Cecile Villanueva, thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend. And like I said, happy Mother's Day as a godmother that you are.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You got it. That's Cecile Villanueva from the Weather Service. Down there in San Juan. Yeah, I could have feel the humidity this morning, you know. So, like, from now to about October-ish, November-ish, morning, then we go wake up all year. So that your shower ain't undermined. You know what I mean? Yeah, the last thing you want is a shower, and then you're feeling the heat checking in the morning. So, yeah, the tropical weather outlook. Then I learned about that. They start doing that the 15th of the month. And then, of course, hurricane season starts on June 1, right? So this year, the first happens to fall on a Friday, right? Today's the 10th. No, Saturday. Today's the 10th, right? Yeah, so that means that the 31st is going to be on a Friday. So it falls on a Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, June 1. So we'll get Daryl Jashin in here on the 29th, right? Because the last Wednesday of every month, we got to hook up, you know, we got connectivity with the Vitima. So hopefully he'll be on as well. Also, we're going to have the election system going to be checking in on a weekly basis. Every Tuesday, like we do in the past, we can't believe filing day is Tuesday coming. I think it's the second Tuesday in May. And it happens to fall, the second Tuesday in May happens to fall on the last possible day, the 14th. All right? So looking forward to see the list and see those who are stepping up to be offering themselves to be elected officials. This is not a gubernatorial year, so it's strictly Senate. And of course, the delegate to Congress and the other boards and all that stuff. So we're looking forward to see what going on there. Okay. The NBA playoffs last night was a good night because road teams won both games last night. So both series are now 1-1. Eastern Conference series with the Celtics and the Cavs. Cavs bounced back with a big win. And then the Mavericks bounced back with a big win versus the OKC Thunder. So those series will now head to Cleveland and Dallas 1-1. You know what I'm saying? So looking forward to that as well. Yeah, so Andy Smith can be called in a little bit. We're not going to keep him long. We just want him to, you know, let us know what's going on over there in Iraq, what's going on. And in the table talk, we're going to dedicate a segment, right, of the conversation to Miss Georgia Francis, right, who's a music teacher over there. I can tell her I got a story, and I'm looking to share. I'm looking forward to sharing it with Doug School and Rocky. Ronnie's in court this morning, so he's not gonna be joining us. But I had a great conversation last week with, you know, I you hear me mention Winston Fye, right? Bae and Lil Willis. I had a great conversation with them last week, and I want to share that conversation with Ayo as well, because when Lorna Nichols called me a couple weeks ago to let me know that Rashawn Ross and the day matches been making to the Hall of Fame, her name came up when I was speaking with his mom, Beverly Santos. And it's a very small world. I'm going to show you how small this world is using the great Georgia Francis out of St. Thomas as proof. Having said that, we've got the CEO of the Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority on the line, Mr. Andy Smith. Andrew Smith, I believe it is. Good morning, Mr. CEO. How are you?
Good morning, Neville. Good morning to all the listeners. Good morning to the WAPA family. I am well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So let's get right to it. We've been having some issues at the authority, and then yesterday we had a disruption.
Yes, we have had a week of, you know, a lot of disruption on our power system. The first thing I want to assure everybody is that there was not an explosion or fire at the St. Thomas plant yesterday.
Okay, good.
There was a very, everybody was safe. There were no injuries. All employees are fine, which is our first priority. There was a failure on one of our generators that created a very loud noise and actually was significant enough that it shook the ground a little bit. The failure was actually a part that's designed to fail to protect the generator from damaging itself.
Okay, good.
The way that it fails, though, is it disintegrates. And that was the source of the noise that everybody heard. We've already been, I guess, within an hour of that happening, started disassembling the machine. We're working through troubleshooting what the cause was and looking to replace that and get that generator back going. So that's what happened yesterday. There was no explosion, no fire. You know, we had a generator part failure.
So it was a generator part failure, not an explosion.
That's correct. There was not an explosion at the power plant yesterday.
Okay, good. Now, you were going to say something? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the outages yesterday, we had several island-wides on St. Thomas yesterday that were not related to the issue we just talked about. We had a fuel supply valve fail on one of our generators around 2:30 in the morning yesterday on St. Thomas. That resulted in us losing all the generation at the power plant. It took us a while to troubleshoot that, repair that valve, and then start to close feeders back. We've been struggling with just mechanical failure over the last, you know, call it week or so on various parts. You know, we've talked before. Our system has been underinvested in. It has not been maintained the way that it should have been. On top of that, I think, as we all know, we've had terrible weather. And that has impacted us as well. In fact, we had a lightning strike at the St. Thomas power plant. I believe it was on Tuesday that caused an outage while we were able to restart generation. So it's I guess to use a bad metaphor with all the weather we've had, when it rains and pours, we've had a cascading series of events, largely unrelated, but they've all happened around the same time.
Okay. Now, the Wärtsilä generators, are they working like they're supposed to?
The three that are in service, they are. In fact, one of the things that we've been really happy about is that there's something called black start that you need in a power plant. And when you have a power plant that's offline, you need some source of electricity or energy to start the plant. Kind of like the battery in your car, if you want to think about it that way. You need a generator in our system, because we don't have a big grid. We need a generator or generators that have the ability to do what's called black start. I can turn the key and they start. That generator creates electricity that then allows you to start everything else in the plant. One of the things, when the Wärtsilä's were originally installed, the black start capability was never set up and proven. One of the things we've done over the last year is get black start capability in place on the Wärtsilä's. And so, in fact, when we've had the island-wide outages on St. Thomas this past week, we've black started with the Wärtsilä generators in those outages. So they are performing as we expected.
Now, when they're fully operational, how many units are going to be working at the same time?
So when we have all the Wärtsilä's on, and we're working to complete the other four that are in construction, there's three right now that are operational, four that we're constructing. We'll have seven in total, and we will have all seven of those on and generating at the same time, powering the island.
So when we're fully complemented with Wärtsilä's, there'll be seven units up?
That's correct, Neville, seven units.
Okay, good. Now, this transition from turbine to engines or whatever it is, because, you know, I'm a layperson. Explain that, because, you know, we got our folks who work at WAPA, and we call our people, and they're explaining to us, why is there this problem as we transition from how we generate power at the authority?
Yeah, so the way to think about for the listeners and for Neville, the traditional turbine is like a jet engine, essentially. What we're talking about with the engines, like a Wärtsilä, it's basically a car engine. The origin of Wärtsilä's, they're marine engines. They're in cruise ships. They're in, you know, cargo transportation. And so very different technologies. What causes the transitional issue is, if we think about the way they operate, think about the turbine as a train, big, it's heavy. And so if you shut the engine off on a train, it keeps rolling. It'll roll for, you know, 2 miles, because it's big and it's heavy and it's got a lot of inertia. You think about the reciprocating engine, or the Wärtsilä's, it's like a child's wagon. You stop pushing it, it might roll 3 feet or 5 feet. That's the big difference between the two, because that change in how abruptly they stop and start creates a different dynamic in how the electricity is produced and managed on the system. And so that's something that as operators and managers of those pieces of equipment, you know, we're working through how we operate the system differently, given the way that they perform differently with that a lot of inertia, big heavy train versus a really light child's wagon. They're both very durable. They both do the same thing, but they behave differently.
Okay, good. So just to recap, there was no explosion yesterday at the Water and Power Authority. A lot of what we're dealing with are external forces, and we're still in recovery mode.
We are in recovery mode. We did get all feeders closed back yesterday by around lunchtime. With the exception, we had one we had to go out and manually close, but we had the island back and working. And so we were on a call yesterday with Vitima, sorry, but we are not expecting to have, you know, ongoing outages. You know, we can't predict, because obviously something could break, you know, now. In fact, I think we just lost some generation on St. Croix. Mm-hmm. They're actually restarting it now. And so, you know, we can't predict some of those things, but yes, we do not expect continuations of what we've been seeing.
Mr. Andrew Smith, CEO of the Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority, thank you very much for joining us and updating the public as to what transpired in recent days, not just yesterday alone. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Neville. Thank you.
You got it. That's Andy Smith from the Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority. We're going through some rough times, but you know something? We don't kill you, make you stronger. That's the local, the colloquial slang. We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
The Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we are not afraid to stand up to the high and mighty like Jeff Bezos.
He had that big cowboy hat on. He looked like a shrink ray had hit Garth Brooks.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join me as we speak truth to power, at least until power agrees to buy us out, on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. I wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday. In these divided times, what could be more important than a conversation? Conversation with someone we don't know, someone we think we know, someone with whom we disagree or think we do. Join us as we ask questions of politicians, ranchers, parents, athletes, activists, gardeners, writers, and lots more. Then, listen along with you.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we're back here on Analysis, and I want to thank Andy Smith for calling us and updating us. I had already called one of my contacts of them, you know. I probably don't know who it is already. No, it ain't Hugo neither. But you know that I've mentioned his name here in the past, and I ain't gonna give away my insider. But he explained to me what had happened, and so I know it wasn't as brilliantly bad, as, you know, the folks had, those who were spreading the word on social media had made it out. And actually the system and the device, worked to perfection, to save the infrastructure. So that's a good thing. Hope, you know, under normal circumstances, we hope these things don't happen, but, they do. And, we gotta, you know, we're gonna do what we got to do. Land recovery, and hopefully, you know, as it relates to energy, which is actually the epicenter of our recovery, we could fix that problem and then fuse in the alternative sources to make it work. For those of you who are expecting the power hour, it's happening next week, Friday. Kyle Fleming will join us next week, Friday. You know, they got the employee of the year ceremonies happened on St. Thomas last night on St. Croix. That's, I believe, that's the running. So we're going to do it on the 17th and not the 10th. Couldn't have do it on the 3rd because, you know, that was Carnival weekend. So we'll make it up. We'll do a mid-month edition of the Power Hour, which is typically a first Friday of the month. Then, you know, I wanted Dux and Rocky to call in because both of them were teachers at one point. And so I got a story to tell you, right? And this is interesting. Remember a couple Mondays back, right? I got this text message from Lorna Nichols that our own Rashawn Ross, trumpeter extraordinaire. Remember the Dave Matthews Band? The Dave Matthews Band is going to be will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on October 19th, later this year. And Rashawn, I think he posted something on Facebook or Instagram that he's going to be the eighth trumpeter to be in the hall. You know what I'm saying? and I go tag that Yankee twang. The hall, right? I know Mario Robles, if you're listening to me, you're probably smiling. Can you hear me? You like to tease me about my Yankee twang. So she hooked me up with a phone call with his mom's, Miss Beverly Monsanto. And in that conversation, she mentioned how Miss Georgia Francis was a big influence on her pickney, right? And her son's evolution as this great trumpeter that he is. And she mentioned Sergio Feliciano Mbolo. Duck School actually was co-hosting that conversation with me that morning. So I know when I heard the name, it struck a chord, right? And you know, I keep mentioning this Virgin Islands, New York link connection. So check this out, right? I flew up to New York last week, Wednesday, right? And, you know, I'm feeling good, right? Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you, right? I got President's Circle status at Hertz, right? So check this out, right? I rent a Malibu for a week, trying to get a good rate, you know what I'm saying? But because it's President's Circle, right? When you come down and you see your name on the canopy, and then they send you to the President's Circle area, and you get to pick a vehicle, right? So I looking for a Malibu because, you know, I like to drive a sedan and all that stuff. But because I don't get a raise for like $240, $250 a week. And then, of course, they throw in the taxes done, that's another 100 and change, right? I see a Volvo, right? I see a Volvo sedan in the President's Circle lot. So I said, wait, now, man. I sign up for a sedan where you have Volvo available. Let me see if I can get this. And then when I go through and give the lady my driver's license, hopefully she don't turn me wrong and take me back and say, no, this car ain't with that. But, you know, they rent so many cars. So I'm in this Volvo and I'm driving now. And I got in clear. I'm feeling nice. So I call Winston Fye, right? And I don't know if I remember this conversation that I had about Virgin Islanders who passed away while in combat. And we were talking about Winston Ramo, Gladstone Caldwell, I think his name was, Van Beverhout. The list goes on and on. And Ducks had come on and was telling me about Gunn, which is Winston Ramo's brother, and all that stuff. But anyway, right, so I call in Winston Fye. And then I call Lolo, right? That's not Lewis Willis. Because check this out, right? This world is so small, right? Georgia Francis, the great Georgia Francis, right, is a music director at Charlotte Valley High School, right? She is Bai cousin and Lolo aunt, right? And I was just so now I had saw Lolo. Right, I was by Lolo on the night before, and I said, Lolo, I was talking about your aunt on my radio show, and that's by cousin. So he telling me, well, me know about that. I said, I don't care what you don't know. I telling you the deal, right? So what happened was I hooked up this three-way conversation. So here we are talking, right? Miss Georgia Francis, right? Her first cousin, right? Because she and Winston Fye, both of their mothers are sisters, right? And Lolo mother and Georgia Francis are sisters, right? So this was, I was saying to myself, look at this. You know, here we are. Here I am, and I was heading up to Stamford, up to Connecticut, because I had some business to take care of. So here I am on the 95 heading up the way. And we're talking about this great music director and the influence that she had. And I talking to her nephew and to her first cousin, right? To take it a step further on the Bai side. Oh, so here is what Lolo said. Lolo said, Georgia mother is a Lopez, you know. I said, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you, right? That she and my mother is both of them are sisters, and both of them are Lopez. There was this song back in the 70s, right? I'm a native New Yorker, right? And I keep forgetting to mention this story. It's a big, big tune, 77, 78. 78, around that time, right? And I don't know if folks who are listening remember that song, but it's a big, big tune. Them girl come from, the name of the song, the name of the group is Odyssey, right? For those of you who don't know, their people come from the Virgin Islands, right? Odyssey. And a matter of fact, they were born, Odyssey. So Odyssey is a vocal trio originally from New York City. But they actually got roots in Connecticut, right? They said the group began as the Connecticut-born Lopez sisters. You see the same thing when Lolo tell me that Jaja Mora is a Lopez, and I tried to tell him, well, that's Bahi people them as well, featuring Lillian Lopez, Louise Lopez, and Carmen Lopez, right? And their roots are in the Virgin Islands. Right? I'm trying to find the article here, right? That actually referenced them. See my phone. I don't hear the phone texting already, right? So I don't know what time it is, right? And it goes to show that this conversation that I had, remember I've had these conversations with Malik Siku, right? About the migration of Virgin Islanders up to New York, right? And here we are talking about Miss Georgia Francis and her people them is Lopez, right? I guess on her mother's side, because Manasa Busline, that's her father, right? Manasa Francis, right? And it's just interesting to me how, you know, when we have these conversations and we're, you know, reminiscing and recollecting about our people, that this thing about the Virgin Islands and New York City is just continuously freaking me out. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe how real this thing is. And not only that, but how the Virgin Islands, right, has had its tentacles in so many different areas. You know, and it's just amazing that this small jurisdiction, you know, continues to, you know, the more research I do, the more I find out that, you know, we're more special than we even know, right? So here we go, right? Lillian Lopez, right? This is an article from the Independent, because one of them had moved to England. Right, they said for close to four decades, Lillian Lopez was the soulful lead vocalist and the radiant focal point of Odyssey, the soft disco group who introduced themselves to radio listeners and club goers on both sides of the Atlantic with the infectious native New Yorker in 1977 and topped the British charts with the irresistible Use It Up and Wear It Out in July of 1980. Her flawless delivery and her sophisticated jazz-infused phrasing perfected during her time at the Juilliard School, right? So one of ours with roots went to Juilliard, were at their most mesmerizing and memorable on the heart-wrenching ballad If You're Looking for a Way Out, a top 10 hit in 1980, and on the funky groover Inside Out, which soundtracked the summer of 1980. So check this out, right? The youngest of three girls, born to a family who had moved to Connecticut from the Virgin Islands. She first performed with her sisters, Carmen and Louise, as the Lopez sisters in the late 60s. They played bars and supper club engagements and caught the eye of a New York agent who booked them on a five-month tour of Europe. When they returned to the U.S., Carmen left to get married, but Lillian and Louise continued, renamed the group Odyssey, and added the Manila-born male vocalist Tony Reynolds to spice things up. And the story goes on and on. So when I heard this reference by Miss Monsanto of Miss Georgia Francis, and I said, I remember that name, nobody tell me. that George AC family, your check, and then Lolo had told me that later on, it's just shocking, right? That a music teacher, extraordinaire, right, right here in St. Thomas, right, had connections to these ladies who had this big disco hit back in the 70s, to our trumpeter extraordinaire, who is now a member of the Dave Matthews Band, going into the Hall of Fame. And it's amazing. So when I mentioned this morning that we're going to do a segment about Miss Francis, I got a text message from Nicole Parsons, right, about Deanne. Because Deanne at the time, he had done his thing there at Charlotte Amalie, right? And then at UVI, I pull up this article from the source in January 2012, and they say music education in good hands on St. Thomas. And they said, with drummer Deanne Parsons visiting St. Thomas schools this week, music education is in good hands, right? And it's a January 13, 2012 article. And it speaks to him living in New York. Remember, Deanne was on a couple weeks ago talking about when he was out there living in Queens and all that stuff and doing his thing, right? It says the importance of unrelenting practice was at the heart of Parsons' lessons to students. The New York resident Broadway drummer and percussion teacher is back on St. Thomas this week. Of course, it's 12 years ago, Deanne, I know for good. As part of the Mentoring Through the Art of Music program. Every day for the first 5 years that Deanne Parsons lived in New York City, he woke up, practiced his drumsticks, practiced his art for hours. Parsons and his roommate stopped only for meals and short periods of rest. And the 1985 graduate of Charlotte Amalie High School said Thursday to students at Antilles Schools. Antilles School, right? And then it goes on here in the article. Hold on, I'm trying to find the part. Okay, here we go. Right? And then he was at Antilles School. Because you're making his wrongs. This is 12 years ago. He said Thursday's lessons at Antilles School put Parson and Samuel back in touch with their own former teacher, Georgia Francis. And he said, although she's technically retired, Francis still teaches band on a part-time basis at Charlotte Amalie High School and Antilles. And after watching two of her former students teach a new generation of aspiring musicians, Francis said the experience was gratifying. It's really neat. The future of music is in good hands. So I was saying to myself, you got to tell the public about all this connectivity and this conversation you had last week. And not only that, give ours the flowers because they are deserving. And it was awesome to hear Miss Monsanto recognize the roots, right, of this upcoming induction, Hall of Fame induction, taking place later on this year with our own Rashawn Ross as a member of the Dave Matthews Band. They're going to be, joining the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame later on this year. And it all starts, right, someplace. No, Miss Monsanto, let us know that wrong they feel, right? That making noise in her house when you pick up the trumpet and all that stuff. Right, happened, but we want to give props to Miss Georgia Francis, right? And I'm hoping this touches folks in St. Thomas who know her personally, because I don't know her personally, but two of her family members, that's my people there, to the end. The checks are by Winston Foy and Lolo. Lolo Willett, Lewis Willis, your first cousin and aunt, respectively. She got hers this morning here and analyzed this. And she's going to get it again down the way when Rashawn Ross and the Dave Matthews Band take that walk along the stage and get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Virgin Islanders making impact again. So we'll take a break. Be back right after this. Morning, Deanne Parsons, by the way. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Be back right after this.
There are many complex issues that arise in our territory.
Comes with the Territory with Leslie Comisión.
Join me, Leslie Comisión, for a breakdown of political issues facing our territory, one conversation at a time. I'm here to be the voice you can rely on for information that is straightforward and comprehensive. Tune in to be a part of the discussion. It all comes with the Territory.
Comes with the Territory airs Sundays at 1 p.m. and repeats Sundays at 7 p.m. and Mondays at 8 p.m. on WTJX-TV, Channel 12.
Music can be an incredibly personal experience. A song can inspire you, it can comfort you, it can make you feel understood, it can even take you back to a specific moment in your life. And it all begins with the artist. Join me, Raina Duras, as I get personal through in-depth interviews with your favorite musicians and find out where those songs come from on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
I'm Aisha Roscoe, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, where we're not just interested in what's going on in the world, but why it's happening and how. Details are important. So are different points of view. We're dedicated to bringing you the stories behind the big events and the small ones, too. Join us every Sunday morning for Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Weekend Edition, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
We're back here and analyze this, and yeah, you know, I have to give some props to Georgia Francis. You know, I haven't met her, but I definitely want to, you know what I mean, let them know that their works have been not only far-reaching but appreciated by those here in the Virgin Islands. We're gonna do our end of the week table talk this morning. We had some Boise yesterday. It was so good that I had to bring the voice back this morning. Good morning, Mr. Majority Leader, the handle out of St. Thomas, the one and only Donald Duck School. What's going on?
Good morning, Mr. President. I'm giving thanks and feeling very well this morning. I attended the commencement exercise of my youngest son yesterday.
Ah, man, congrats, man. Yo, man, that's what I'm talking about. Congrats.
He received a BSN in nursing and getting ready to finish his NCLEX and move on to career in the medical field. So I'm feeling good. I feel good. My chest big today.
That's why I thought I came, but I like that. Congratulations to you and your family, man, and your son, you know what I mean, for his accomplishment. And we'll come back to that for sure, you know, in a little bit. And also the ranking member out of St. John, the one and only Armando Rocky Leibert, número uno en la papeleta. Buenos días.
Good morning. Buenos días. Listen, man, unlike Doc, I ain't feeling so well today.
Come to you.
I have an issue with WAPA since we're going to talk.
Oh, gosh.
I have to talk to Mr. Carl. But before we go to that, man, UBI was impressive. You know, I didn't go, but all the stuff that they did and the honorary degrees, I mean, I think that was awesome. That was awesome.
And this is, I believe this is Dr. Hall last go around, right? They're sending off in style. They're sending off in style, right, Doc School?
Yeah, this is last politics. You know the deal. You know the deal.
Well, Doc, because Docs, I'd be on Twitter and it was live. You could actually tap into it and listen to it live on Twitter. So UVI definitely moving on up.
You'll probably hear me screaming on Twitter, man.
that has to be an awesome feeling. So check this out. When your son tell your daddy, I want to get into nursing, what was that like? And why? And did he explain why he wanted to do that?
Yes, he. As a matter of fact, he. You know, when he went to college, he started out in the English program because he wanted to go to law school. And after about the first year, he said, "Daddy, I don't like this law thing because when I experience it and look at how lawyers, you know, operate, he don't have that kind of mindset." So he said, "Nursing found him."
Okay.
And, he said, "Nursing from." I said, "Well, you do something that you love, and if you get into that, you can work any place in the world, you know." Yeah. And he shifted into it, and he put in the time, Neville, and he was awesome. I used to have to stay up with him like 2-3 o'clock in the morning while he's studying, just to keep his company.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, the grind was all right, but he loves it, and he's looking forward to, you know, a feel in medicine. And more than likely, he told me, "Well, this might not be the end. He's going to have a doctor in the Cole family like you had Dr.
Ooh.
James."
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Rocky, yeah. Rocky, good things going on in the Cole household, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. That's a real accomplishment because I know in my family now we have a nurse also, and I know it's a dedicated task, but you know, it's like Doc saying, if you know that job, you got a job out for the rest of your life, wherever you want to go. You know, the sky's the limit because it's such a big shortage of buses. So you can go anywhere you want to go.
You know, them people who are doctors, they're not regular people, you know. I remember when my father fell in love with computers. And remember back in the day, we used to got Tandy Radio Shack. Right?
Yeah.
That used to be the first set of computers, right?
Yeah,
And this is late 70s. And when he done playing the organ in Catholic Church, and we go by his office and we up there watching sports and watching TV and all that stuff. He come in there. He sit down there from 11 o'clock till 7 o'clock at night just writing computer programming and all this stuff. And I was like, I mean, what going on? No, you know, they already have to have this high level of discipline, doctors, for obvious reasons, right? But the dedication part, I mean, it's ridiculous with these people. I mean, it's like a stubbornness. I don't want to use the word ignorant, right? But they get stubborn. In other words, when they make up their mind, they're going to do something. You really can't get between them and what they want to do, you know? that's a good trait. And if your son wants to become Dr. Cole, you know, we're all for that. So congratulations to you and the family and your son. What's his name? Dan Jr.
No, DeMori.
That's what I'm talking about. So it's all good. Yo, Rocky, you know, both of you were former teachers. I was giving a shout out to Miss Georgia Francis. Y'all have a personal relationship. Y'all know this great Virgin Islander out of St. Thomas.
I know. Oh yeah.
Give the audience something about Miss Francis, because you know she played a big role in the development of one Rashawn Ross. And Doc, you were on with me when we were speaking with his mom. And they're going to the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a little bit. Rocky, you taught at Udorakan and high school, or just Udorakan?
Just Udorakan, yeah. But I taught at UVI also.
At UVI, correct.
I know Georgia Francis. I mean, we.
That's Lolo. That's Lolo Antono.
Yeah.
You remember Temple?
I can't music.
Hold on, Doc. You asked a question. What you were asking?
88, that's
88
sister.
The 88 sister, a black man. A black man. Thomas, he and Bae, remember, Lolo, remember me, you and Bae had a two-way conversation last year, right?
Yeah.
Or the year before. That's Bae's first cousin.
Yeah.
Because Bae's mother, right? Bae's mother and Georgia's mother is sister.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you were teaching at Udorakan while she was at high school? Rocky?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And Ali's band here in the Virgin Islands, at some point, if they went to high school, Doc School, at some point they went through the route, they run the route through Miss Francis as the music director, right?
Yeah, man. You have Georgia Francis. You have Deion Parsons, mm-hmm. Ron Blake. You know Ron Blake?
Yeah.
All of them. Malvon Gums, who we just honored over here in the carnival thing. All of these individuals went to Georgia Francis.
Right.
No, Jeter is a real educator, man. I mean, you know, you find people in the field, right? But there are those who make their field a business, their life. She's one of them. I always pray the agriculture department, well, for a while, that everybody who headed up were farmers. They knew when the business, except the recent one. He was no farmer, but everybody else was one. You know, everybody else was
in the farmer.
You ain't talking about Akil, you're talking about Positive TA, the one before.
Yeah, not Akil. Not Akil, a farmer. Those guys, well.
No, man, he farmed. He just.
He probably won't
out in the field like them other man. Okay?
No. You every other one of them but commissioner, you check the history.
No, I know. Henry and Lauren Lewis and all of them are really Schulterbrand and all them man. Yeah.
Dr. Peterson and all of them.
Yeah, Lewis Peterson, but you, yeah.
Robles Island.
Yeah.
But Georgia Francis is like that. She is in the music, you know. So you tell people by the dedication that they bring to their field, to their concentration. And Georgia does that. Just like you are musicians, contractors, athletes, the same thing. It happens. Just like my boy, the best of them, the GOAT. That's what it means.
Wait. Are you confessing that Roger Federer is your man now, Rocky? That's what you said.
No. I'm telling you, the GOAT. I say Roger Federer, no GOAT.
He played. By the way, your boy Djokovic playing today or no? His first match in the Rome Open is today.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's gonna win one more, guys. He's gonna win one more Grand Slam. And there'll be more questions asked anymore.
So he's going to get to 25 is what you're saying then?
Exactly.
Okay. Yo, check this out. So you're saying that Rashaan Ross, being a member of the Dave Matthews Band, going into the Hall of Fame, is no surprise, having been influenced by the one and only Georgia Francis. That's what you're saying, yeah. Rocky?
I was just so.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And Docs, so all this Benna music that we hear over the last 25, 30, 40 years, she had a role in that then?
Of course she had a role. She had a role in it. I mean, she is a music teacher extraordinaire, man. She understands this, and the dedication, as Rocky say, is there. As a matter of fact, she retired from...
Rufus Tumble just sent me the text. He said she now she works at Antilles, and she retired from Charles Amali High School Department of Education. So yeah, she's over at Antilles.
She is touching other lives, you know, like our former colleague touching lives. You know what I mean? She's touching other lives in the private sector.
Program
and all of that. So that is what it is, man.
Wow.
Well,
yeah, when I heard his mom's saying that she had that influence on her son, you know what I mean? Miss Monsanto, went to Anna there, and she said Georgia Francis. That name ringing a bell. I said, no, man, that's Raymond Francis. It's not. That's Manasa, right?
Yeah.
And Lolo Mora. That's Lolo Mora's sister, you know what I mean? So I had to give her.
Neville.
Yeah.
Neville, you know what that is? That's the kind of way we grew up. Long ago,
mm-hmm.
We had those teachers who saw your strength from a youngster, and they kind of nurtured you and guided you to maximize your potential. We don't have a lot of that no more. We don't have a lot of that. That's part of what we call a village.
I keep referencing. You hit the nail on the head. I keep referencing this story that the conversation that I had with Miss Sheen. Jada Finchin, when she said, today we into certificate, but back in the day when we had our teacher, them we won certificate, they were touching us. They were impacting us. And look at how we turned out. And we're talking about great lawyers and engineers and all that stuff who are like the Vaughn Hodges and the Gordon Finches of the world. You know what I'm saying? So Edgar Ross, all of them who went to school in D.C. I remember Judge Hodge used to brag, man, it was a great time to be in D.C. because we had so many Virgin Islanders who were going to school at Howard and the different universities up there.
The H boys.
The H boys, yeah. Roy Schneider. The whole list goes on and on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm not surprised that Rashaan Ross has made his mark on the global scene as a member of the Dave Matthews Band, because Docs, we don't brag about it all the time. As small as we be in the Virgin Islands, big every time, man.
and to
know that here we are again. And by the way, I don't know if I heard it on her mother's side, on the Lopez side, on the Baidem side, her family them is the group Odyssey that sang Native New Yorker. Remember back in the day, I'm a Native New Yorker, big tune. That's her family. That's three Lopez sisters. And they were born in Connecticut, but they got Virgin Islands roots. And it's just like Sonny Rollins, right, the trumpet man, with his roots out of the Virgin Islands, and he growing up in the Sugar Hill area, up in New York. This migration, I knew it was big. I had no idea, Docs, that it was gargantuan.
And
I think the Virgin Islands alone. I'm talking the Caribbean.
And the Caribbean.
The Caribbean's migration to New York City and the Northeast. Unbelievable.
We had a brother out of St. Thomas. We call him the Silver Fox on Tammany Hall.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Jones, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, powerful as ever right there in New York. I mean, these guys out of the Virgin Islands, Casper Holsten and all of these guys.
Yeah, man, yeah. Hubert Harrison, and the list goes on and on. Yeah. Yeah. Rachel Francis being up there.
The great Francis. We have made our mark and continue to make our mark, because Neville, in spite of the conditions that we are here, we still continue to produce.
Right.
Okay? We still continue to produce. And Neville, before we move off of the subject, I want to really big up Rock City, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Keep with them children, right?
Yeah, well, keep children. Yeah. They were given the honorary doctorate yesterday, and the children, the young adults were entertained with, I mean, the band was playing, right, Neville, and they broke, the director broke in, I think they had done this before, broke in and gave Rock City the mic, and the man started with just singing the song, Locked Away, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, big tune. And
Locked Away, yeah. And the whole audience, I mean, everybody started jumping up, Dr. Hall, even what's her name, the speaker, Miss Bottoms, all of them start to rock, you know what I mean? And then at the end, Neville, Rock City donated $20,000 in a scholarship for their father.
US tender was made available to UVA in the name of the father. US tender, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Congratulations, man. What a gesture. That's a classy move. On behalf of Iraq City, I'm reading the story now. So what we're going to do, take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to highlight that. And then we're going to go to Iraqi favorite friend, the Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority, right after this. Okay? So we'll take a break and be back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Ah, sometimes you need a moment to just step back, relax, and listen to your favorite song. I'm Raina Duris, and on the next World Cafe, maybe I can help you find something new to love, or maybe remind you of something you've been missing. There's so much music out there to enjoy, so take a moment, take a breath, and tune in to World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
I've been photographing Asian Americans in New York City for 50 years.
Who do you see? Cocky Lee. Taking pictures.
Who else do you know that does this?
My photographs show that somebody got beaten up and I made the front page.
Making art and politics come together in a way that very few other photographers have been able to do.
What was called history was not everyone's history.
I'm practicing photographic justice.
Tune in May 13th at 10 p.m. on WTJX TV, Channel 12.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Russ Murley with your WTJ.